For me, I think people are ready to move forward. We're going to talk about our plan and our positive outlook for the future. A lot has happened this year. Much of it has been very positive for the people of the state of Wisconsin. We're going to share that story, but more importantly, we're going to talk about where we need to go to get more people working in the state and to get this state working even better in the future. We've made a lot of progress. It's a new day in Wisconsin, but we've still got a long ways to go. We're going to talk about what we need to do to move the state of Wisconsin forward. Well, I mean, from my standpoint, I still view this very clearly that last November, majority of people in the state of Wisconsin asked me to be the governor of this state. And for the next 4 years, I plan on fulfilling that commitment to deliver on the promises I made and to serve as their servant, as their governor here in the state of Wisconsin. My hope is that beyond just the majority that voted for me last November, I can continue to show even those who didn't vote for me then that we're ready to move the state forward and to bring people together to get that done. So probably the number one issue that people cite when mentioning why they voted for me last year was our focus on helping the people of the state create 250,000 jobs. No matter what may or may not happen with a recall, we're going to stay focused on that. I think what I'm doing to help the people of the state create more jobs is ultimately what I'll be judged on, whether it's next year or sometime between now and 2014. And really, to me, no matter what else is going on, it's not going to take our eye off that focus. Every day, every week, every month, we're going to be focused on helping the people of the state create more jobs. You know, polls are hard to say. Governor Dreyfus once said the only polls that matter are the ones that vote in the south side of Milwaukee. So I don't know what to say about polls. But in the end, all I can focus in on is laying out a plan for the future, having a positive outlook, working to bring people together in the state to get that done. People want that more than they want campaign rhetoric, more than they want attacks. They want us just to get moving forward. Oh, again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time getting into the weeds on campaign issues. I was elected to serve as governor, so I'm going to stay focused on that. Others may hone in on that, but to me, I assume most people in the state, no matter where they are politically, are good, decent people, and I would presume that they'll conduct themselves accordingly. Yeah. I have not. No, again, my focus is really focused on my attention, I should say, has been largely focused on what can we do to get the state working better, certainly create a better business environment, better climate for jobs, but also making sure that all that we do, whether it's emergency preparedness or other actions of state government, we're doing it well on behalf of the people of the state. Oh, I mean, I think in the end, it's a little bit about the power struggle. And that polls that some of you just alluded to, my numbers are no different than President Obama's. Obviously the other way around. The bottom line is there are going to be some people out there who want to reverse the course of the last election. All I can do is stay focused on doing what I said I'd do when I was campaigning, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. Well, twofold. One, I'd say look at our plans for the future and decide do we want to spend the next 6 or 7 months having another election where tens of millions of dollars are coming to the state, or do we want to start working together to move the state forward? My hope is most people are ready to invoke our state's model and move us forward. I think that's the issue. The other part, you know, technically speaking, in that same vein, not only in time, but when you look at the millions of dollars that would be spent just on conducting election by taxpayers' money, let alone the tens of millions that would come in from campaigns, I think most people don't want permanent elections. I think they want us to get back to work. Yeah, in terms of that regard, I've made it clear our focus was on the 15th. We haven't done anything in response to that other recall paperwork. We've started as of the we're planning on starting as of the 15th. So we, in terms of anything we said to our supporters, both grassroots and donor-wise, Our impact has been that the real recall efforts would start on the 15th, and we presume they will be tomorrow. What's that? No, actually, I gave two speeches, both of which were to nonprofit organizations, was not part of a fundraising effort. And in Wichita, I was asked, like I've been asked by literally thousands of groups, to attend events to tell the story about what's happening here in Wisconsin. But our focus tomorrow has been for some time and focused on a jobs announcement we're going to make tomorrow morning.
Senator Fitzgerald mentioned that this will give you an opportunity to fully explain the positive aspects of Act 10. What do you think got lost in the debate?
Oh, I think when you saw people and money coming in from other states, they really drew the attention away from what was needed and why it was needed. There are more than 40 states across the country that had deficits. Nearly all those states cut aid to local governments and schools and other entities, both Democrat and Republican governors alike. In Wisconsin, as opposed to doing what they did in those other states, where they just left them with the false choice of either having to raise taxes or lay off tens of thousands of public employees, we didn't have to do either of those. We took a better approach, a better option. Our schools, our local governments, our state governments that much better off. Because I think when people see that, when they saw, like my kids saw, when I have two kids in public schools here in Wisconsin, in September we went back to school and schools were the same or better in most places. And when they see in December the property tax bills would be the same or lower most places, I think most people realize the facts are much clearer than any of the tax.